Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. The high today expected to be 92 degrees, and of course it's going to feel more like 100 or so. We will have some cloudy periods, breezy. Fortunately, the winds are 15 to 25 miles per hour. Of course, they're just sort of cooling us off. It's going to be a little wet on the windward side up in the mountains, and the high tomorrow expected to be up to 92 as well. Then it goes to 94, and by Wednesday back down to 92. That must be that hurricane that is no more, that is south of the island, bringing us some high surf and some interesting weather conditions, but nothing like what's going on. The Abaco Club, Corn Ferry, Bahamas, Great Abaco Classic, launched a fundraiser to provide disaster relief for the residents of Great Abaco Island, of course destroyed by Hurricane Dorian. The Abaco Club set up a charitable organization, a GoFundMe campaign. It's Abaco Dorian Progress. They've got some reliable sources of fuel, a primary hindrance in their ability to reach anyone on the island and provide shelter and supplies. They've made considerable progress, they say, communicating with the Bahamas government, also important as their relief supplies begin flowing in tomorrow or today. Logistics teams are out. They have a team of ex-special forces who are highly trained in all aspects of emergency relief. On-island telephone service is just beginning to come back in spots, and they hope that'll make the task easier going forward, of course, of keeping in touch. They've been in touch with the people at the PGA Tour, Corn Ferry Tour, who've offered to bring their resources to bear, provide assistance, and they've been fielding requests from media people all over the world looking for up-to-date information on the situation in Abaco. So many people, so many groups, they say, so many organizations responding to Abaco's urgent need, and it is so greatly appreciated. If you want to help out too, it is again on a GoFundMe page, Abaco Dorian Relief. We're going to bring into the clubhouse this morning Alex Myers, senior writer of Golf Digest magazine. He writes one of my favorite golfdigest.com columns. It's called The Grind, a social, off the wall, the week in review. We're going to look at the year in review and a lot of other things with Alex Myers after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now here's Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, Danielle?
Oh, really good. It's really hot. How are you and where are you?
I'm in New York. It is not really hot. It's all of a sudden fall, pretty much. We hit the flip the switch from summer to fall. So I'm actually a little jealous. I heard you say it's going to be 92. That sounds great to me. It's in the high 60s here right now. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. We're having a great golf experience right now. It's a little warm. If you can get out and play, there's an 848, a 932, an 830. Let's see, the 848's at Volcano. It's 61. Might be nice there. Makale has an 832, also high up in the mountains. Poipu on Kauai has an 830. There's an 1145 on Oahu at Kapolei. On Maui, we've got an 830 at Wailea, a 927 on the Emerald course. That 830's on the Gold course. So the season is over and the season's about to begin. So that's the PGA Tour, right?
Exactly. It's crazy. You know, I'm trying to think of what I can do in between the off season here, and I haven't even had a chance to get a haircut yet. I need a haircut. PGA Tour season, the new season is going to start before I even get that done. So
exactly.
You know, it's a quick turnaround. You know, I don't think we'll see a lot of the big names. You know, in these first few events, I think it'll be a chance to see a lot of these guys who just earned their card via the Corn Ferry Tour. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for those guys because they're playing well right now. They've been playing. They get to continue playing and try to get a leg up on the rest of the guys before they really get their season started. So, you know, it's amazing, though, this wraparound season now. I don't know if you really, I mean, there are 11 events still, official PGA Tour events, before the end of the year. 11! Two are the same week, where the WGC in Shanghai is opposite, I think, the new Bermuda Championship. But so 10 weeks in a row, starting next week at the Greenbrier, we're going to have PGA Tour golf, which is, it's kind of crazy to wrap your head around because, yeah, the season just ended.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to talk about a little bit about your you know, reflections, what stands out about the past season. Of course, the first time it was that shortened season with those majors all squished together. What is cool right. about thinking about what you just said, this part of the season that begins before the year ends and before, of course, the Century Tournament of Champions, which they all can get into still, is many of these guys ended up being at the FedEx Cup Championship. So winning at this time of the year really benefits them a lot.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, I think it was the first time when the PGA Tour went to the wraparound was that season where Jimmy Walker got up to that great start. And people were like, oh, whatever, it's the fall event, nobody's really playing. And, you know, lo and behold, by the end of the year, not only did Jimmy Walker obviously make it all the way to the Tour Championship, but he earned a spot on the Ryder Cup team. He kind of established himself as one of the game's best players, at least for a few years. I know he's had the Lyme disease and other things the past couple seasons that have brought him back down. But to your point, you know, he was able to capitalize on this part of the season. And, you know, these tournaments count. And, you know, I think the big names are realizing more and more that if they wait until you know, going to Kapalua or even, you know, Tiger waits till Torrey Pines, yeah. You know, in late January, they're going to be way behind in the FedEx Cup point standings because there are a lot of guys who are going to be racking up points between now and then.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden they have to focus on the majors and when they're going to play, right. which tournaments right. to play before the merit. You know, do I play the week before? Do I not play the week before? Right. And then you're cramming everything together. What did you feel like when we were dealing with these...
You know, I have a mixed thoughts on it because I thought it was a great move to do it originally. I still think overall it was a good move, especially, well, it depends, you know, what perspective you're looking at. I think I actually think for the PGA Championship, it was great. I think to move into that May slot, especially this year, obviously when Tiger won the Masters, you had so much more buildup into the PGA than really in years past. But I think it helped that event. I think the players being before the Masters helped the players because, you know, it was that first big event. And even though it's not technically a major, it kind of felt like a major when it was in May. It didn't feel maybe as big. And, the FedEx Cup Championship ending when it did with the Tour Championship, it kind of got its own time to shine as well. Although I don't know why they couldn't have brought it to Labor Day weekend, maybe had it end there because the NFL still didn't start last weekend. But you mentioned the squish schedule, and I think it's overrated from the majors standpoint because the four majors were always pretty packed together. It's not like tennis. I don't know, you know, for whatever reason, and I know a lot of it has to do with weather, golf's four majors were kind of cramped together. But this didn't change that much. But what it did do was those extra tournaments in between. Unfortunately, and this is where the drawbacks happen, I don't think the PGA Tour foresaw this, a lot of the big names took a lot of weeks off in between the majors. So we had some fields, you know, not to pick on tournaments, but the 3M, the new 3M, the Rocket Mortgage, those fields were really weak, hate to say it, and kind of in the middle of this run. And even the WGC Memphis, which they've now fixed, it won't be the week after the British next year, that even you had maybe five guys sitting out, including Tiger Woods. I mean, can you imagine sitting out a World Golf Championship with guaranteed world ranking points, guaranteed FedEx points, guaranteed money?
Guaranteed money.
Guys were turning down money because
yes.
that's how squished the schedule is. So that was the drawback from the schedule. I hopefully next year it's going to be tough though because next year you have to squeeze the Olympics in as well. But hopefully we see more of those big names not take as many weeks off in between.
Yeah, they may have a chance to get used to it and see how their
right.
schedule unfolds and
right.
make adjustments for next year. Absolutely.
Right.
Jordan Spieth, he's been off his game for 2 years. And everyone talks. So I feel like, why can't we just let the man recover his game in peace? The media, the golf media seems desperate for Jordan Spieth to get his game back. Why?
Well, I mean, he's a big star. I mean, I remember when he nearly won the Open Championship, before he won his first Masters. I remember Alan Shipnuck, when he was still with Sports Illustrated and Golf Magazine, him saying that Jordan Spieth winning the Masters that year, I forgot what it was. It was some major, but he said Jordan Spieth, this is when Tiger was out, keep in mind.
Right.
He said Jordan Spieth would be the only person they would put on the cover of Sports Illustrated if they had won that tournament.
Wow.
So that's how big of a star. Now, obviously, it had to do with, A, he's American. B, he was, 19 or 20 or 21 at the time still. He was kind of a phenom. But my point is just he is a mega star. He's a very likable player. He obviously has all the talent. He's very personable. He's just a popular player. So I think we are kind of desperate to see him back, because when he won those three majors so quickly, and it kind of hurt him. The expectations just went through the roof. I mean, you start to project out a guy's career and you're like, wow, this guy's going to win like that. And now when a couple of years go by and you don't, people start to panic a little, but certainly we know there's no reason to panic. These guys have such long careers. He has plenty of time to figure it out. Even Tiger Woods, when he went through swing changes, when he left Butch Harmon, it went through a little bit of a down period, even in the middle of his prime. But what's so weird with Spieth is he shows these flashes, right?
Yes.
Thursday and Friday, he's basically the best golfer on the planet. And then Saturday and Sunday, he's terrible. I mean, I'm sorry, he is. So to me, that's what's scary, because obviously the putting stats are all there. He was incredible on the greens this year, and so that's a good sign. He got that back. The iron play and his tee shots are so wild that hurts him. But again, he's able to get through those first 2 days. So there's something mentally as well. There's obviously something a little off with his swing, but there's obviously something mentally as well. But again, he's only 25. He's got plenty of time to figure it out.
But it's the same thing.
Everybody's rooting for him.
It's the same thing that happened with Tiger. He went through a period where he could just make the cut get to Saturday, and then his whole game would blow up. It's like getting through Friday to Saturday was winning the tournament. I've made it. And then Saturday he'd blow up, and then Sunday he'd come back, but it was never enough. Let's go back to what the PGA Tour plans to begin, the testing of the drivers.
Yeah.
This is interesting, because they specifically said they're not going to pull the drivers to test out of the equipment trucks. Oh, good.
Right.
They're going to pull them out of the bag, right? And there's going to be, from what I hear at Golf Channel, they said there's going to be a green for good, yellow for borderline, but you can still play with it, and red doesn't pass, go find yourself another club.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting system. They're not going to. I don't really understand why, but they're not going to report the actual, it's called CT, and it's club face time. It's the amount of time the ball spends on the club face. Obviously, we're talking about fractions of a second here, but they're not going to give the actual number. They're just going to, like you said, do a green, yellow, red, and just notify the manufacturer and the player. And so what happened, obviously, this year was the only tournament where they really did this testing was before the Open Championship. And it kind of leaked that a bunch of guys, drivers, failed the test. And the one name that came out was Xander Schauffele. And obviously Xander Schauffele was pretty ticked off about this, because it made him look really bad. Now here's, before people jump to conclusions here, what you need to know, and I didn't even understand this at the time, but luckily I work with such astute equipment writers like E. Michael Johnson and Mike Natura. They explained this to me. These clubs are conforming when they are made. They are tested very strictly by the manufacturers, and obviously Xander Schauffele is with Callaway. These drivers pass the test. They are fine. What happens is, and this is crazy, over time, when the face wears down, that's where they now can fail this test. So the face gets a little stretched out, a little looser, and that's where they get this slightly higher. And again, we're talking about fractions of a second. And, I talked to Mike Johnson and Mike Satura. They said it might mean a couple yards. I mean, we're talking nothing here. And again, it's nothing that Xander Schauffele would be aware of as a player. he's just using this driver, and he's used it for, you know, a few months or whatever, and it gets worn down, and it gets tested. So anyway, now they're going to be a little more strict with the testing, let them, you know, do it more often, kind of keep the players on their toes a little more. Again, I don't think any of the players are cheating or the manufacturers are cheating on purpose. It's not cheating. That's what I'm saying. It's not cheating. It's just they make these equipment that are right up to the edge of what's legal, of course, because they're trying to maximize, and then over time, this was happening. So again, I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. I just think everybody else will be more aware of it now. And certainly, I think at least everybody is more educated on it now, and we're not going to start accusing players of cheating or anything like that.
On the amateur scale here, Walker Cup this weekend, organized by the USGA, the RNA, only the packaged highlight shows of the event this weekend. This event, by the way, named after George Herbert Walker, the grandfather and namesake of George H.W. Bush and the great-grandfather of George W. Bush. Now you know why the Bushes are so into golf. This year it's at Royal Liverpool Golf Club. Very, very windy. What do you think of this shortened coverage the RNA and USGA have for this event?
Well, it's obviously very disappointing if you're a big golf fan, or if you're particularly on a weekend when we don't have any PGA Tour, we don't have any LPGA, we don't even have Korn Ferry this week. You know, I think this would be the perfect week to showcase this great event and some of these great young players who we're going to get. You know, if you're every great player practically from the U.S. or Great Britain, Ireland has gone through and played in the Walker Cup. I mean, every star who's on the tour today played in it pretty much. So, you know, this is where you see these guys before they're stars. And it's very disappointing. And now what happens is the host country is kind of in charge of broadcasting it. So not to, you know, push the blame off here, but it kind of goes to the RNA. It doesn't go, because everybody wanted to jump down to USGA and say, well, what the heck? The USGA gets all this money from Fox. Why aren't they broadcasting it? They broadcast all the other things. Well, they did broadcast it a couple years ago when it was in the U.S., but now that it's at Hoylake in Liverpool, it's kind of on the RNA, and the RNA has said, well, we're spending our money, we're spreading it around, so instead we're just going to do this highlight package. So, of course, it's disappointing, Danielle. I mean, we'd all like to see it, especially the U.S. team. It's so interesting this year. You have guys like Cole Hammer, who's going to be a total stud. Obviously, the two guys who played in the USAM, Alec Ogletree, John Augustin, talented players.
Hot.
But then I think the guy that everybody wants to see is Akshay Bhatia.
Yes.
The 17-year-old
is
the youngest to ever make this team. He's going to turn pro right after this event. He's going to play in the Safeway on a sponsor's exemption. He's going to try to earn his card before he's even 18 years old. I think everybody would love to see this guy play, but unfortunately, you just got to watch the highlight packages, Daniel. I mean, we can watch cornhole, we can watch bowling, you know, we can't watch the Walker Cup. It's crazy.
We watched a lot of Long Drive while that hurricane was off of Florida, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was a great competition. Kyle Berkshire, the champion, and Chloe Garner surprising everyone by beating Phyllis Metty of New Zealand by 3 yards, mind you. And then you wrote about the rag controversy, which I thought was funny. You know, it's interesting that golf can always create some kind of a controversy for you, you know, just to kind of bring attention. If you haven't paid any attention now, controversy will drive it. So this young man who won, Kyle Berkshire, he was questioned for having his rag along as an alignment aid. Oh, my.
That's right. You're right. It is amazing because I think I know the Long Drive guys, including Kyle, want to think of it as a separate sport, but certainly as golf fans, we think of it as part of golf. I mean, you hit drives, obviously, off the tee. And so you're right. You mentioned it's so funny. How could a Long Drive championship have a rules controversy? All you do is hit long drives. Now, unless there was an equipment controversy, that'd be one thing. But no, somehow we had a controversy with, you know, is he using this towel as an alignment aid? And what he was doing was putting his golf balls on the towel because they were getting dew on them, which, as we know from Bryson DeChambeau, who tests for dew, he sprays golf balls with water to get different effects. Dew does have an effect on the ball. So now this was at nighttime and there wasn't any more dew, but he had just gotten used to doing it all day. And he was talking to someone on the tee. Now, technically, when you went to the rule book, the towel is not supposed to be on the tee. Here's the problem with the rule book, though, which I'm so into world long drive now. I've really gotten into it in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
You get into the rule book. What's interesting, they have all these rules, but there's no penalties laid out.
Oh.
So there's nothing. So even if they said, oh, he broke the rule, there's nowhere that says, oh, you get like
disqualified.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. I guess it would be disqualified, or you like lose like your shot or something like that. You get less time. There's no rules. There's no penalties. So anyway, long story short, Kyle explained it. They were happy with the Saturday. You know, they were like, whatever, no big deal. He didn't use it the last night. He won all three of his rounds. Obviously, he ended up winning. He's incredible, a freak with this long drive stuff. Kyle Berkshire. Again, I got into it. I had a great talk with him a couple weeks ago. We had him on the podcast, and he said, physics is physics. He swings the club faster than anyone else. He produces the fastest ball speeds of anybody else. So he knows that if he just hits it on the grid, he's going to win. It's just a matter of doing it. And, just incredible off the charts, 229 ball speed, 152 mile per hour club head speed. I mean, I can't even get to 100. I mean, I just can't even fathom this stuff. But anyway, the right guy won is my point. And it's exciting because he's pretty popular on that circuit.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest Magazine. It's always fun talking with you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Anytime. Take care.
Awesome. Aloha. We're going to go to Maui. Suti Niitakorn, director of golf, Ka'anapali Golf Courses. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit, located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're welcoming into the clubhouse Suti Niitakorn, PGA, head professional at the Ka'anapali Golf Courses, the Royal Course, of course, and the Kai Course. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. How are you this morning?
Excellent. You know, Ka'anapali Golf Resort is home of the Women's Golf Day, June 5th, every year. And this year, it's also the site of the 64th Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. And we've heard so much about this event from Catherine Ziem and all the women who've been putting it together. And of course, they said, you've been a key party in all this. I don't know how you do it. So to you, how you get involved in the fishing derby, you're doing this here, you're everywhere. Were you on Oahu just this week too?
Yeah, I was just on Oahu for the Hawaii Golf Conference, and that was, that was spectacular with all the guests at esteemed guests at the PGA and HSGA and HSWGA had in, and it was an honor to be a part of that. With the president of the PGA of Americas was there, Seth Waugh. It had a really great take on the industry and how to how it's opportunistic and some creative ways to get into the game.
Excellent. I'd love to talk to you about some of those creative ways to get into the game. Give us one example.
Well, I think sometimes we focus on technology and how that's affected society with social media and all things like that. And so, there's some things out there like time to take that it takes to play the game, and that just wanting an experience and of the game. So we tried different things to get people into golf, like the Top Golf Experience is a big subject in how we do events similar to that. So we created our event here at Kaanapali Golf Course that's called Drive, that encompasses the driving range aspect with food and beverage and entertainment and, most importantly, friends. So, when people get together like that, we try to create that experience of high energy and just, a good feeling of being at the golf course so that, you want to come back.
You want to have fun?
Play the game. You want to have fun. Is that so much to ask?
No, girls just want to have fun.
There you go. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. We've got enough to do.
So,
yes.
Yeah. We found some really cool things just from creating that event alone. We found that it was nearly half of the people who showed up were new golfers, meaning some of them hadn't even touched a golf club before. And it was 50% men, 50% women. And so these events that we had were big events. We just had our last one this last Friday, where we combined it with a concert, and it was sold out with 200 people. And I don't know if you've been to our driving range at Kaanapali. It's not that big. So 200 people fills it up pretty good.
And it's a party.
All those people. It's a party,
Yes, yes. That sounds wonderful. Yeah. It always, when you do Women's Golf Day, looking at the driving range, and there's 60 women there, just most of them are just new to the game or just want to meet women who want to play the game. It's a social. Golf is social, and guys kept it kind of a secret that they were having that much fun. Honey, I'm going to go play golf today. it's going to be really tough. And then they would be off with their buddies having a grand time, and that's, now we know. Now women know that it's fun to get around the golf course. It doesn't have to be 18 holes. If you don't have time for 18, play 8 and 9, 4, 7, whatever you want. That's what it's all about. So for the October 12th and 13th, not only do you have the marathon ending, you've got the Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament all in Kaanapali. This is going to be a fabulous day. It's a shotgun start at the Kaanapali Kai course on the first day, 12:30.
Yep.
And then on the Royal course, the 8 a.m. shotgun start. That, of course, coincides with the running of the Maui Marathon terminating at Kaanapali Rally. So everybody's got to get there early. Is that what you're suggesting?
Kaanapali does such a great job with regulating the traffic and just, there's going to be a lot going on. But, yes, it always helps to, plan your day out. And so if you're coming to play in this event, which, it's a great little 2-day event that just, just kind of represents Maui women's golf and is, I would plan it out. There's going to be, probably a couple thousand people running in the Maui Marathon. And, it's going to be a sight to see as we're starting the shotgun. You're going to see, you know, you have the energy of people cheering on runners off, you know, on the parkway. And then, you know, you go, yeah, then it will kind of be a nice transition of, you know, the women's time to go out and play for the championship.
Yeah. And there are over 60 prizes. The organizing, the steering committee has really reached out, and the community has given back. So many different community sponsors and people just giving prizes.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's been a great community effort. Catherine Zem is just, she's really, you know, put a lot of energy behind it, is really passionate about women's golf and just golf in general. And so she's, enlisted in a team of just women across the island to really help out and they have so many, great things for this tournament, including all the great prizes. And, now it's just having more and more women sign up. And so it's filling up really nicely. And we just there's room for more. And, we want everybody to feel the love. On Poly, there's going to be plenty of places to stay, and there's two great days of golf. So, anybody who's thinking of coming over from Outer Island, just do it. It's going to be a great weekend.
And if you're thinking about that, the site to go to is mwigolf.org. mwigolf.org. You go there and just sign up. It's wonderful. We've got a lot of people coming in from not just neighbor islands, but also from the mainland. There are women who are just coming over to Hawaii to play in this tournament. There's competitions over the field, low gross and low net winners, flighted low gross with multiple low net winners, the 5,000 hole-in-one both days, straightest drive both days. Got any tips for straightest drive?
I'm probably not the best person to ask about that, but but it's just all about staying patient with the ball. I think for all of us, we just do what we know what we can do. It's gonna, how's that for an answer?
That's great. I love it. Just keep your head down and enjoy the contact.
And if you need any more help, that's the thing. You're asking me. All these women who are gonna be playing in the event are probably all the straight drivers. So that's it's gonna be fun.
That's one thing that a lot of people say to me. That person looks like they're retired, but they hit the ball so straight, and then they beat me.
Right. I don't know what it is. Why do I try to keep on hitting it with 150 mile an hour swing speed? This game's definitely about it's good for everybody, and that's the thing about this event. There's going to be divisions for everybody, not just the competitive championship winner, and there's all sorts of divisions, and for your handicap and low net and low gross, and so we're looking forward to that part and just seeing all the different types of golfers coming together and playing on one place.
Yeah, and I also was thrilled to see all the golf courses that are coming together on Maui just to support the event and, giving away multiple rounds of golf at Ka'anapali, Kapalua, Wailea, the Blue Emerald Gold, King Kamehameha, the Kahili, Pukalani, the Ocean Course, Hoku'ala on Kauai, Puakea on Kauai, Roger Dunn's giving coupons for the Roger Dunn store. It's thrilling. The Hyatt Resort and Spa, two-night stay, Grand Wailea, $200 dining certificate, and spa certificates. Lots to win, ladies. And if you'd like to be a part of this, this is a great event, the 64th Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. You just have to go to the website. It's mwigolf.org. Get your friends together and go have some fun on Maui in October the 12th and the 13th. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Suti.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And it's so great that, that you're supporting, this golf in general and women's golf. This golf tournament took a a little hiatus for a little bit. And I think it, you know, the gratitude and appreciation that all of us are finding in bringing this tournament back, and really, you know, for each island having their signature tournament, and this one is coming back to you know, reestablish itself in its 64-year history.
It's the resurgence is what is needed. There are also, I need to mention this, there are also hole-in-one sponsors. It's only $100 to be a hole-in-one sponsor. And one of the donors, Jan Taruya, is sponsoring a hole in honor of the Hawaii Animal Rescue Foundation. So if you don't, you know, I don't have anything to promote, well, yeah, you can. Or another donor, Patty Daly, is honoring the Maui Any Kind Motorcycle Club. So you can honor someone by doing this $100 hole-in-one sponsorship. It's a lot of fun. So you can get in touch with mwigolf.org, not com, .org, mwigolf.org, and you can sign up and play, or you can get in touch with the folks there and find out how you can be a part of it. Maybe you'd like to be a part of giving away prizes for all the winners. I think there's over 60. It's going to be fun. Have fun. All right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Suti, thanks so much for giving us an insight into the conference and, of course, an overview of this wonderful tournament, the Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. There's a new superintendent plans. In fact, speaking of new, there's a Maui Lani Golf on Hawaii Island has Chris Noda as the club's director of golf now. Noda will lead the golf operations, agronomy, retail, golf-related sales and marketing at Mauna Lani's north and south courses. Congratulations to Chris Noda and Mauna Lani Golf. We're going to come back and talk with Les Jeremiah right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And Les Jeremiah. He's a golf course superintendent now at Hawaii Kai Golf Course. But I also want to tell you, he's the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association Superintendent of the Year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Les.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. How are you doing? Aloha to everyone.
You're doing excellent. Fabulous. It was so cool when I saw a note from one of the social media that you have a new position at the Hawaii Kai Golf Course. And when I asked Les to be a guest on the show and congratulated him, of course, on being at the Hawaii Kai Golf Courses, he said he was really looking forward to rejuvenating both courses at Hawaii Kai Golf Course to help reignite the junior golfers and to give the local players more higher-end quality at an affordable price. And I am thrilled that somebody's going to do, since you said both courses, somebody's going to do something with a Hawaii Kai Par 3. That executive course is a Robert Trent Jones Senior golf course.
Yes, yes, indeed. And it's a very special place. And, you know, many people don't know this. Only the people that are close to me. When I first started in my career at the age of 15 years old, you know, I worked at the original Bayview Golf Course, which was a sister course to this facility. So it's very sentimental to me, especially being a young golfer and playing in the OIA championships. And not championships, I'm sorry, I wasn't that good. But playing in the OIA circuit, it's definitely a sentimental facility for me. And really looking forward to bringing back the quality that it deserves.
Yeah. There was one person who was talking about this on, I think it was Golf Now. There are two sets of tees on that Robert Trent Jones executive course, the Hawaii Kai course, right? And one description said the design layout with an emphasis on casual fun and a golfer's short game. And the review said the course is not in the best condition, and it's a shame because it could be awesome. And I think that's what everybody feels when I played the par three. I loved the layout, the way it's kind of winding around, the ups and downs, which are kind of scary, mm-hmm. but they're challenging, and it's not easy. It's not an easy course, but it's a fun course.
Mm-hmm. It's a great little course. It's got a great view, and you get up on, I believe, that's number four hole, and you look back down at the ocean, and it's a great course, and I'm looking forward to you know, our goal on that course is to restore the greens, get the bunkers back in shape, and just work on the general detail, you know, to give it some love, yeah? So we're excited to do that and attract the original crowd that it was meant for. So.
Yeah, and when you say reignite the junior golfers, what are your plans there?
Well, I mean, just getting the facility back in, you know, into a condition where people start talking and, you know, people wanting to bring their children back out. And I know that the upper management is, you know, they're always looking to generate more revenue. And they know that the junior golf is where it's at. And I know they're working on great things. And also yesterday at the Hawaii Golf Conference, you know, Greg Nichols was mentioning that, as well as all the great professionals and that we're talking at the conference. You know, it is the root of everything, as well as the golf professionals for the facilities to drive the revenues for, our golf facilities here.
Yeah, well, the superintendent at the golf course is the guy who is the least heralded, but the most important person to get the people to come back to the golf course, because you're the one that turns it into the gem that it can be. So what do you want to do at the Hawaii Kai golf course, the main course?
Well, you know, the main championship course, definitely we want to restore it to probably one of the best public courses that's on the in the island. Upper management is, you know, has discussions, and they're working on restoring and upgrading the irrigation system. You know, we already hired a bunch of more people to help with the, you know, day-to-day operations. And, you know, we're evaluating the equipment. As you know or may not know, the golf course maintenance is probably, you know, the biggest portion of any operating budget. And, you know, I've been fortunate to work for, you know, multi-million-dollar operations, and to be able to bring that experience back to a place like Hawaii Kai and take it in a new direction and rejuvenate everything is really exciting for me. And, you know, it's like giving back to golf. And after all my time, you know, abroad and working on different islands and other facilities. So it's really gratifying to kind of come back to where my roots are and be more hands-on and driving the team to take us to the end goal of, you know, rejuvenating Hawaii Kai operations.
Absolutely. Hawaii Kai Golf Course just happens to be in my heart because it's the last place I spent any quality time with my dad before he passed. And we played played a round of golf with him. So, it definitely is. And when you talk about, you know, the golf course maintenance being, I mean, you've got the superintendent, yourself, assistants, mechanics, irrigation and pesticide technicians, equipment operators, lots of different people are key to keeping the golf course in perfect condition. And when you talk about irrigation, one of my guests this morning is the president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. That's Jan Beljan, talking about the best way for environmentally taking care of courses, reducing the amount of irrigation necessary. So that's a really big part of the whole goal of most golf courses now, is how to maximize the use of, let's say, water or other items, reducing the runoff, whatever it would be, whatever the situation your golf course is in. And that's it's a huge challenge and a great undertaking, and it makes upper management happy not to see expenditures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Irrigation is such a vital part to the golf course. I mean, water is life, as they say. And there's so much more advancements in water that people don't realize. You know, the central irrigation systems that run off Microsoft-based programs, irrigation sprinklers themselves have changed and evolved where you can adjust them, you know, in different types of situations. Or, you know, if it's a very windy type of situation, you can adjust trajectories. You know, pump stations and the efficiencies of a variable frequency drives where you can actually, you know, help to reduce electrical costs. There's so many different things, you know, surfactants we use to spray out to reduce the amount of the percentage of water that you use, and as well as nozzling. I mean, it's I could go on and on, but it's, you know, it's definitely one of the key components to get Hawaii Kai where it needs to be. But she's exactly right. I mean, it's cost so much money to water on a golf course, and we need to be good stewards of water, and we need to help the club save money so they can be profitable, so everyone can, you know, benefit in the end, of course, and we can sustain the operations.
That's awesome. Are you planning any new grasses on the greens? What are your thoughts?
You know, there is a discussion whether we do seashore paspalum, you know, with some of the newer strands. Hoakalei, we had sea dwarf. You know, we're not really sure if we want to go down that road, but if we have, we're entertaining a new water source, which is, you know, might be really brackish and salty. So those turf grasses work well. But I'm an old school guy, and I really like you know, Bermuda grass, and I'm glad to be working back with Bermuda grass. And most of the courses in the islands have changed over, but I still feel that, you know, the true grass of Hawaii is Bermuda grass.
Awesome.
As much as I may get into some hot debates about that, I really think for Hawaii kiting, we should remain with, you know, an ultra dwarf type of Bermuda grass. And probably a number 8 Hawaii Kai, we're going to entertain a hybrid of that's evolved from Tiff Dwarf, which is called Sunday. And we may try that on one green to see where that, how great of a quality we can get for the guests on that.
Wow. So, let me ask you, what can golfers do to help the superintendent?
Boy, you know, we'd have to have a bunch of drinks and go over that. That list would be never ending. But in general, I mean, it's just the real ABCs. You know, please fix the ball marks on the greens after you make them on the greens. If you do, rake your sand traps and disobey the signage on the golf course. Keep the carts away from the greens, off of the tee boxes. Those general ones make a lot of, make myself and a lot of my colleagues really happy.
It's amazing. It's amazing to me to think that people don't do that. You know, why would you take a golf cart on a green or the tee box, you know, the sacred ground? That's just so wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I want to congratulate you, Les Jeremiah Jr. He's the golf course superintendent now at the Hawaii Kai Golf Course. Congratulations on your Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association Award, a Superintendent of the Year. It was great to see you. I did see you at the conference, and it was an amazing night for everyone, and you did a tremendous job speaking to everyone. Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations to you as well. I mean, thank you for all that you do. And I know you run a very busy schedule as I do with multiple businesses. And thanks again for everything that you do. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Les, how many kids do you have?
I am a father of 7, and I have 2 grandchildren. Yeah.
Did any of them get into golf or want to follow your footsteps?
Unfortunately not, but... my number 6 of the batch is showing some interest, so we'll go from there and try and get the grandkids involved as well. So.
Awesome. It's funny, you know, some children are totally into it, and some just have their own ideas, and then they come back later on. So you never know.
Yeah, I tell you, the iPad and this new era is just so different from my time, so definitely... children have some other interests nowadays, and it's our job to try and break that and reintroduce them back to the old times.
I totally understand what you're talking about. Screen time reduction. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Les, thanks for being on the show, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Not a problem. Yeah, come on to the place there, then we need to tee it up. So.
Right on. I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. A great time in Hawaii golf to see everyone working so hard. Kevin Kashiwai is PGA as well, head professional, Kaneohe Clipper Course, Marine Corps Base, Hawaii. And on this weekend of the Walker Cup, one of the premier men's amateur tournaments, we're talking about the 2019 Clipper Amateur Golf Tournament, and it's coming up next month if you're interested, guys. We'll be back with Kevin Kashiwai right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit, located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7.
Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Kevin Kashiwai, PGA, head professional at the Kaneohe Clipper Course. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle.
Awesome. So you've got a couple of big tournaments happening on October 10th and 12th, and both of them at the Clipper. One is the 2019 Clipper Amateur Golf Tournament. How do we get in? Tell us about it.
Okay, so we have our entry forms as well as flyers online. We have it at 808 Golf. The Hawaii State Golf Association has it on their calendar. We have it on our own website. And, you know, all you have to do is apply. You know, just send in the entry blank. You have to have a gin handicap or a gin index. And we have to get that in by September 23rd. But, yeah, it's open to the public. The most challenging thing is getting on the base. But we have a solution. We're working with vehicle registration over at Marine Corps Base Hawaii, and we're going to be able to get passes made up for everyone, as well as if they want to apply for an annual pass, they can. And actually, applying for an annual pass and the tournament pass is one and the same. So if you do go into the D-bids, which is what we need to do in pre-enroll, that will qualify you to apply for an annual pass as well as just for the week of the tournament.
That's the special events pass, right?
Yeah, so we do have a special events pass made just for the tournament. It's going to be for the week of the Clipper practice round. Practice round is included in the entry fee. So from the 7th to the 9th, 7, 8, and 9 of October, contestants can play or participants can play a practice round. But if you get the annual pass ahead of time, and we're usually able to process that within a couple of weeks, you can get more practice rounds in.
That's the public partners program.
Correct. Very
yes.
Good.
Yes. Okay. And you can, not only can you play at the golf course during the tournament, but this will get you on base for a year, and you can use the golf course, the bowling alley, and the officers club?
Absolutely. Yes.
It's really cool. So you just, what do you do? Go to the base gate and go into the visitors area where you say, I'd like to sign up for this?
Well, actually, we have attached a link to the flyer online, and you could just call us at the golf course, and we will go ahead and provide you with this information. We'll email it to you. You go online to the DBIDS website, and you pre-enroll in DBIDS, and it's really easy. It's just putting in a bunch of your information so that they can do a thorough background check on you. And so once we get this information and we submit it to vehicle registration, they're able to run that within a week's time usually. And then they get back to us and let us know when it's good to go. At that time, we call you or shoot you an email and let you know that now you can head on over to the pass house at the front gate, complete the DBIDS registration there, and then you get your ID card and a sticker for your car, and you're good to go for 1 year.
That's great. That's called the Public Partners Program. And even if you're not going to be in the 2019 Clipper Amateur Golf Tournament, you can still do that and go play at the Clipper course. That's how you can do that. Very cool. So the 2019 Clipper Amateur Golf Tournament at Kaneohe Clipper Golf Course, October 10th through the 12th, it's $205. It includes green fees for up to 3 tournament rounds. So if you make it past the first, you're in all the way, we hope. And you'll get 1 practice round. That's really a great price. It's a 54-hole stroke play. Amateur golfers, gin handicap, limited to 144 golfers. That's like a PGA Tour event. You've got a lot of guys you're going to be working with. The tournament champion will be the player with the lowest 54-hole score, regardless of flight, So even if you're in the senior flight and you beat the championship flight, you get to be the winner. So you're not just winner of your own flight. Awesome. So you can really test yourself there. There's a sudden death playoff that decides the winner of each flight if there is a tie in each flight. So there's the championship flight that's 0 to 4.9. The A flight is 5.1 to 9.9. The B flight is 10.0 and higher. And the senior flight must be 55 years old before the first day of competition for you to be in those. And the tee times and flight assignments will be available a week before on October 3rd at 12 p.m. So that's when you know when you have to ask for time off at work, if that's necessary. And the field will be cut to approximately 50% after 36 holes. So practice rounds available October 7th through the 9th. You call the Clipper Pro Shop. Their number is 254-1745, 808-254-1745. And that's up to 6 days prior for tee times, right? So you can do a practice round 6 days before the tournament?
Yeah, so the little window that we have for practice rounds, that's for the practice round that we're providing at no charge. But if they want to come in earlier than that, as a customer, they can play as many practice rounds as they want. And all they have to do is get on the base. So we need them to get into that D-Bits, you know, take 2 to 5 minutes to complete that so that we can get them the annual pass. Then they are free to come and go to the golf course as they please.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. We're on four islands, four radio stations, broadcasting simultaneously, streaming online at radiogolfclub.com/listen or podcast. So on-demand listening is available for you as well. So tell us, what is DBIT? For those who aren't that Akama.
And it's a system that you need to pre-enroll into in order for them to go ahead and process background checking.
Got it.
And then once you get passed through the background checking, then you register in the DBIDs, and then you become a part of that registry for base access, and then you're in that for your lifetime, basically. And it's just a matter of renewing every year.
How do you get there? How do you get to DBIDs?
Oh, okay, so there is a link here that I have attached to the flyer.
Okay.
And right at the bottom. So you just click on that link. It'll take you right to that web page. Also, you can go on to mccshawaii.com. And look up Clipper, and then we have it on there as well. But the easiest way to do it, if you don't want to hassle with it, is just give us a phone call, at 808-254-1745. You can ask for me. I'll help you get on there myself, or any one of my staff can help as well.
That's Kevin Kashiwai, PGA. Okay, and he's talking with me right now, the head professional at the Kaneohe Clipper Course. Something else that's happening simultaneously, the weekend of October 10th through the 12th. So on the same weekend as we're having the 2019 Clipper Amateur Golf Tournament, okay, there's also, this is cool, the All Marine Qualifier, U.S. Armed Forces Golf Championship. It's calling out the Modern Warriors, Marine Corps Base Hawaii, recruiting its best golfers. Tell us about this tournament.
Well, basically, the Marine Corps has an all-Marine golf team, right? And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until, I went to work at the Clipper. But it's pretty cool. And in order to get on that team, you must qualify. And because we're holding the tournament at the Clipper, which is a Marine Corps golf course, we thought it would be really neat if we figured out a way to turn it into a qualifier for the All-Marine golf team. And so Todd Murata and I, we discussed that with someone up at headquarters, and we found out that if we were able to let these people play in our tournament, and if they were able to get through and make the cut in the championship flight, that would pre-qualify them for the qualify them for the All-Marine team. Other people that have good showings, and I guess that's discretionary, but it's up to the the coach of the All-Marine golf team, but if they have good showing, then they will get to go to the qualifier. So it's pretty neat. I think it's all Marines that are 4.6 handicapped or better can participate, and it's just by playing in the tournament.
So you just play in the tournament, and is it do they play, or do they pay to play too, or is it free for them?
Yes. No, they pay to play too. So okay. They're entering the tournament to compete in the Clipper Amateur, and at the same time, based on their performance, they may make the All Marine golf team, or they may qualify to go to the qualification tournament.
Far out. So all eligible players who are active duty Marines automatically qualify to participate in the third and final day of the Clipper Amateur, regardless of the score of the first 2 days. Is that correct?
Yes. So if you are 4.6 handicap or better,
right,
and you don't make the cut, we'll let you play on the final round. What we'll do is we'll send them off ahead of the tournament to protect the integrity of the competition. But that'll enable them to get the third round in so that they can be considered to go up to the mainland and qualify for the All-Marine team if they don't already do so by their performance in this tournament, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Actually, because they have to do all three rounds to get in to compete for the All-Marine golf team. Because it's not automatic that you do really well in this tournament. You have to then go to the mainland and compete even more to be on the All-Marine golf team. Because after all, it's the All-Marine golf team, right? And it's the best.
Yeah, it's the best of the best. So it's really neat. And we have a couple of good sticks running around at the Clippers. So looking forward to seeing them get in there.
National Kaneohe Clipper Course, Marine Corps Base, Hawaii. And you can reach him at this number. It's 254-1745. 808, of course, if you're a neighbor island. But it's 254-1745. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate all the support. And, folks, feel free to give me a call. I'll help you in any way I can. I want to see the tournament fill up, and we're looking forward to a good time.
Aloha. Thank you. We're going to come back with Jan Belgian, President, American Society of Golf Course Architects, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit. Located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I'm really honored to have Jan Beljan, president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, on my show. Second woman to be president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, the first being Alice Dye. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jan.
Thank you, Danielle. I'm thrilled to be with you.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I was looking at this release that I got about the initial Environmental Excellence Awards honorees announced by the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Environmental Excellence Awards honorees named, and one of them, I've got to go straight to it, Jan, one of them just stood out so much because it's a question we're dealing here in Hawaii, the Alawai Golf Course. So City Park Golf Course in Denver, under Todd Schroeder, ASGCA, the question was, can the redesign of a historic 1913 golf course in an urban environment address major neighborhood flooding issues while simultaneously enhancing the character of the golf course? The challenge was met in one of the last open spaces in Denver to detain and treat stormwater, then release it within 8 hours to keep the course playable.
Well, I was not involved in the project itself, but these are the kinds of things that many golf course architects deal with, is that trying to help properties downstream. Many golf courses are used to retain water because even though the land may flood, you're not going to have underwater also streets or buildings. So many golf courses are actually designed to provide flood control of what surrounds them. Most of the elevations of the golf courses are lower. So when Todd worked on this, it would be that he would have manipulated the water, the water course, where the water went, and stockpiled it in areas that would not be on tee locations or green locations or landing areas, but take advantage of the areas that might be between golf holes so that those areas could have water in them without causing a problem to the normal in-play areas.
Yeah. Waikiki is the area that would be protected by the Alawai Golf Course should it flood. And it's a big question about how we're going to continue to address a possible 100-year flood with the rising sea levels here in the islands and the amount of rain that we can get at times that's unprecedented coming off the mountains and all the streams that then funnel in to this particular golf course and its surrounding area, the Alawai Canal. So when I saw that, I thought, my goodness, I mean, this is exactly what we have to deal with. And there are a lot of people asking that question. When the American Society of Golf Course Architects decided to do this Environmental Excellence Awards, what were you thinking? Tell us how this developed.
Well, I think the fact that golf courses are underestimated for what they provide to all communities as far as environmental advantages. So, you know, what we find are that the golf courses do exactly what you've just discussed, and a lot of it has to do with water management, the water management on golf courses. And beyond that, it's that many times in urban locations, the golf courses are the only green space. So that provides a lot of air conditioning, air cleaning for all the surrounds. It's also wildlife habitat, and we filter the runoff from properties upstream of the golf course. We've been able to reduce turf grass and put in native plant materials that would then again be beneficial to native wildlife or migratory birds and butterflies.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of reasons, and I think it's just more than anything to call attention to the environmental benefits that golf courses have to communities wherever they are.
Yeah, I think that really underplayed, and I commend your society. The Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne, Florida, John Sanford, ASGCA. This was interesting because you're dealing with what we also deal with here is, of course, tidal flow. And in this case, improving the playing conditions in the tidally influenced areas, reducing irrigation, water consumption, huge problem for golf courses figuring this out. But there's so many different ways for the golf course architect to handle these kinds of situations. You are a golf course architect, and I was looking at how you grew up in a world of golfers, your father and your uncles. What a wonderful life you've had growing up in the golf course world.
It was fabulous. Who knew then? You know, I certainly didn't know then where that would lead me, but listening to them and the passion that they had for what they did for a living was really remarkable for a youngster. I mean, think about it. If you're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and you hear your parents and elders talking about something with passion, not many people actually hear that, you know, when you're kids. You don't pay attention enough because, you know, the world is only yours and not anybody else's, right?
Yes. Yeah. It was great because Jan Beljan, president of the American Society of Golf Course and supervisor and superintendent of the course that Jan Beljan grew up on, I loved the article I read about you. You were enamored at a very young age, like 5, with the big equipment that you saw?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I was very lucky to be able to experience that. Not everybody can. You know, we lived on the golf course, on the property where the golf course was constructed. So even at such a young age, I was able to see this very big equipment working. And it was marvelous to see the machines moving back and forth and not necessarily understanding there were people in there operating them. And it was their skill that made these machines moving look so effortless and smooth and exciting.
And you know everything that goes on in a pro shop, too, because after playing, you know, on the golf course, then you worked in the pro shop. And how long were you there in the pro shop?
Well, you know, my father was also the golf pro at the club where he designed the golf course and was also the superintendent. So what I would do is I was about 14 when I started working on the course, and I was doing mowing greens, tees, fairways, digging ditches, raking bunkers, those sorts of things. Obviously, weekends and summers, I didn't take off school to do this. I was, you know, couldn't do that. But that would be in the mornings and the afternoons because we lived on property. I'd go home, shower, change clothes, and I'd work the golf shop. So I was doing the retail merchandising and running the golf tournaments and meeting and greeting people and helping them. You know, at the time, I was also the handicapped computer because there were no computers then except the kind who did it with pencil and paper or an adding machine.
Yeah, your brain, so, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then you decided you loved golf courses so much you wanted to design them yourself. Where did you make that transition?
Well, it was when I discovered that that could actually be done, and so I went to school and studied to be a landscape architect because that's where you can both verbally and graphically depict your ideas. Just talking about an idea and painting pictures in the air doesn't really work. You have to be able to present those things on paper. Now people do it on computers. So that people would have an idea of what you're talking about and understand concepts of space and area and volume, you know, for doing not just the design work, but then the construction plan, so you know how you can estimate how much some things will cost. How much dirt are you going to have to move it? What's the price per cubic yard? And how long are your ditches going to be? And how much gravel and pipe is it going to take to put in them? And all of the things that are not very sexy about golf, all the things that are underground that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the planning part. So when I learned that you could actually, it wasn't just the outward appearance, it wasn't just the aesthetics, but it was the technical aspects that enamored me too. And again, part of this is because in my early youth, I saw all that equipment running, and I said, boy, there's a way to do this.
So. It's wonderful. I mean, it was children today with the influence, and we were speaking earlier with a golf course superintendent who has kids, you know, they're so into the screens. And it's a part of their lives. And anything that starts, like television was evil when it first came out because we don't watch too much of that. And we always wanted to. Like I was watching cartoons until 10 and then they stopped when I was 10. Now we have to hope that they come away from these screens or guide them away and get them back into things like what you experienced growing up. Working with someone, experiencing the outdoors and being inspired to then take your life into a direction that could be fulfilling. I tell my grandson all the time, what are you going to do? You know, the computer is not going to take care of you. That game is not going to enhance your life. And it just takes so much to get through to them. Back to golf. Sorry about that. You were also in this article I read. This is Jan Beljan, president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. She was talking about how the tees were not close enough, even the way they were set when you had multiple tees on the course. You must have really liked the tee it forward concept.
Well, I did. And, you know, thanks to Barney Adams, who was the first person to really write about it, although Alice Dye had been talking about it for years because, you know, Alice was a superb amateur player, recognized internationally for, you know, her skill. And she had played enough golf with enough high-level players as well as beginners to recognize that the tees were too distant. They offered too great a challenge. And it's not that women aren't capable of meeting a challenge. It's just doing it in a way that is kind of proportionate to the way men would be. So if your club head speed is slower, you're not going to hit the ball as far. And most women's club head speed is slower than that of men. I have to go here on averages and typicals, not the extraordinary,
right.
Not the extremes.
Yes.
So to that end, if when Alice first started talking about this, and you may recall that in the 70s and even in the early 80s, there were generally only three sets of tee markers, red, white, and blue. And the blue were commonly called championship tees. And then the white ones were deemed the men's tees, and the red ones were deemed the women's tees. And they became that not because women were always in mind when the courses were designed in the 20s and 30s and 40s, because not that many women played then. But it became the tees from which they played by default because they were they didn't hit the ball as far. And even though back in 1920, you had Charles Blair MacDonald, one of the esteemed historic classic architects, indicate that there should be at least three sets of tees for men, then he only talked about men. He didn't include women in his conversation in the 1920s because there were so few. So if women by default were hitting from the forward teeing ground really destined for the slower club head speed men, well, then that really made it pretty far, 5,600 yards or 5,800 yards. And Alice said, well, let's bring it, should we really be at 5,000 or 5,200? Now, that worked for a while, and it took a while for golf course architects to say, yes, what she's saying is true. And part of it is because women became much more independent and were able to have their own memberships, or they had more free time and they could play more golf. And so women became a bigger group of people to entertain on a golf course. And so it made sense. And in the 80s, you started seeing four sets of markers, and then you started seeing five sets.
Yeah.
We got to six and seven and eight sets of markers now because, you know, trying to accommodate the very wide range of club head speeds and talent and be flexible and try to get as many people to enjoy golf in different ways as they can.
Wow. This is Jan Beljan, president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Beljan's design portfolio features dozens of projects, and you probably have heard Jupiter Island Club, Hobie Sound in Florida, Pelican's Nest Golf Club, Bonita Springs in Florida, the old Collier Golf Club, Naples, Florida, Pelican Marsh Golf Club in Naples. Fabulous. Are you working on a new project now?
Well, I'm working on some renovation work, yes. I have some clubs where I've been working. A lot of people phase things, and some of them are doing what we've been talking about is retrofitting their golf courses with teeing grounds that are further forward than what they have had, so that if somebody's the most forward tees are at 5,000 or 5,200 yards, they're really coming to include a set that are between 4,000 and 4,400 yards. So, and when you retrofit a golf course, it takes a little more intent and effort to do than if you're building something brand new.
So, I bet.
Yeah.
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 Jan Beljan, president of American Society of Golf Course Architects, a real pleasure to meet you. We were initially talking about the Environmental Excellence Awards that the ASGCA is now giving out to golf courses for the work they're doing, and the submissions reviewed by the panel of golf industry and environmental leaders, including Audubon International, CEO Foundation, or make that GEO Foundation, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, and the National Golf Course Owners Association, all involved in making the selections. City Park Golf Course, Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne, Los Robles Greens Golf Course, Roosevelt Golf Course, The Preserve at Oak Meadows, The Refuge Golf Course, and Willow are showing us that golf courses are so excellent stewards of the land, and golfers love the land. Otherwise, why would they spend so much time on a golf course? Thanks for being on the show, Jan.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it very much. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Aloha. Want to thank the people who make this show possible. The Golf Club is made possible by great people, including Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Bougainville Flooring, the superstore, Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. Carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout and cleaners, and a whole lot more. You just got to go in. It's the Bougainville Flooring. It's right near the NEX on Bougainville. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, your business. Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors. It's the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Their number is 676-3667. You can increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. Just make a major return on your investment by installing one. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, the sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your house, call Oahu Extraction as soon as you have the problem. Don't wait. 24/7, give them a call. They're waiting. 808-330-6212. They're on site in 90 minutes. That's OahuExtraction.com. And Creative Plumbing. No project is too big. No project is too small. Give them a call, whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair. You want to redo the plumbing stack in your building, and you've been putting it off for way too long. Get in touch with Creative Plumbing. You need to bring your grease traps up to code if you haven't already. Get in touch with Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right, right? Yes, go to Creative Plumbing. I want to thank all the people who were on the show today. Had a lot of fun. And also, bring your attention to the PGA of America Hall of Fame class. The winners, Davis Love III, or those awarded, Dave Marr II, 10-time major winner Annika Sorenstam, LPGA co-founder Shirley Spork, former PGA president Derek Sprague, and Carsten Solheim, the golf club designer and founder of Ping Golf. The induction is at the PGA's 103rd annual meeting in West Palm Beach, Florida. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.